All right. Well, so this is a bit of an awkward tonight. I don't know where the hell Justin is. So, I'm gonna be doing this one solo, so don't be freaking out, guys. Who knows? He might pop in at some point. We'll just go from there. So, welcome to the Toddcast. just some random upkeep things. Don't forget Wednesday the 24th, we have Caleb Thurst coming at the waterfront from 1 to 5. He's the guy that did Nook for Source Point Press. We have cosplay karaoke starting at 7 o'clock at the Hard Rock. All of the karaoke spots are filled, but we do have some space to come and watch. It's $5 to do that. The link's on our website. It's also, you have to follow a link from our website to get to that point, but you can go to Pittsburgh Cosplay Karaoke or Cosplay Karaoke Pittsburgh, and it'll be right there, easy to find. Next weekend, not this weekend, but the one after that, is WV PopCon down at Morgantown. Make sure you check that out. Ron Friends is coming. We're going to be set up. It's going to be a great fun time. And Sunday the 4th of September, we have our Cranberry Cookout and Geek Flea Market. We do have a couple spaces for people to rent to set up and rent, sell their wares. I may be doing that myself, but I will also be manning the grill. So make sure you guys come and check that out. So I have a couple of cool pickups this week that I just wanted to show everybody. So first, yes, some 168 love. So this is first Madeline Pryor, for those who don't know, the Goblin Queen, and that's one of my all-time favorite characters. This had a big crease on the back when it came in through a collection, so I bought it because I didn't want other people to buy anything like that if they didn't have to. And then I got this, which is the Boys number 3, first appearance of Homelander, Annie, who becomes Starlight, Black Noir, the Deep, and Jack of Jupiter, and Queen Maeve. So the other 7. It's actually kind of cool. I dig it a lot. I think A-Train's in here too. Oh, and I guess the Lamplighter. I have slowly been buying boys' issues as I can find them, and I really enjoy them. So, all right, let's do some comic reviews. So, let me pull up my share screen. Boop. Oops. Let me try that again. Sorry. There we go. All right, my first book that I'm going to talk about is Jimmy's Little Bastards. I was wondering how they were going to make this work, and I'll tell you what, it's weird. It does kind of pick up a little bit after where the first one let off. This one, instead of it being Jimmy Regent, it also involves Roger Regent, his ancestor, his great 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 uncle, who was kind of the same kind of dude he was. So Jimmy, since his last book, has been kind of retired and just kind of sitting on the on his couch with his dog watching TV, and his daughter comes back to tell him like all the crazy stuff she's had to deal with without him, such as Bobo the Bastard Chimp Clown, Jerry Falker, AIDS Finger and Nurse Negative, the Men from Bullshit, it was really, it's really funny. It's very much so like a James Bond kind of parody. It's a lot of that kind of stuff. And then you find out that her mom, his daughter's mom, ended up marrying Boris Johnson. So they're trying to reconnect. And Jimmy goes to a club to research this cryptic message, finds out that his ancestor figured out a way to be eternal through a stone, fights off the barkeep from this club that from the first series where his balls got cut off. So his balls got reattached, but when the balls got reattached, someone put that stone in there. And then you see that his daughter goes to see her mom, and they find out that Boris Johnson is now stabbed to death. And so it's kind of a great setup issue. It's one of a three-parter. The whole thing is huge. It's one of those giant oversized magazine sized books. And it's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Russ Braun nailed the art. Garth Ennis with the writing. I actually might ask Russ to come on maybe when issue 2 or 3 comes out, and we'll just see if we can get him to talk about some stuff then. So, all right. Second book. Chilling Adventures presents Jinx's Grim Fairy Tales. So if you guys know Jinx from the Archieverse, this is kind of like her talking or like babysitting some kids and telling them some stories about like the monkey paw and a sorcerer with like a gem that makes everybody kind of his slave, like a mind control gem. And then the last one is like a Cinderella tale. And they're all very, very grim and dark. It's very good. It's not quite as crazy as the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina was, but the writing in the art is great. I really enjoyed this book a lot. It was a lot of fun just to catch up and read it. So, all right. So, now, my favorite book of the week, and I've been waiting for this book, Shirtless Bear Fighter 2. I'm not gonna lie, when I saw that this was solicited, I I sent out a bunch of messages to the managers that were just one of the variant covers. So I was so excited. And this one picks up where the last one kind of left off too, a couple little bit after that. Bear fighters working for Fuzz, and they are dealing with a bunch of gummy bears this time. It starts off with them dealing with these giant gummy bears, and Bear Fighter is in this little kid's head, and the little kid is making these giant gummy bears. So he's kind of literally fighting inside this kid's brain to get this other gummy bear to let go of the control of the kid. And it's awesome. It's just as ridiculous as you think it would be. So then to destroy, like once that happens and he has to go and fight all the other bigger bears, he literally just eats all the bears. So he's like huge because he's like all this gummy bear. and his partner asks him like, how are you feeling? He's like, amped. She's like, that's just the sugar talking. They're kind of having a fight about how he should take a break. Some Boy Scouts show up and ask for his picture. They take a hair clipping. And the counselor actually has a Ursa Major tattoo on his neck. And then it does a flashback about how Ursa Major is like the bear god and the bears all worship Ursa Major, which is like young bear fighter, where he's probably like, I don't know, maybe 10, but he still has a full beard and he's very naked. So they cut to the the pig wizard, the hillbilly, and all of these bears are putting barbecue sauce in a giant vat, and they're basically bringing upon Ursa Major to come to life. So that's going to be the big bad in this. There's another funny scene where Bear Fighter and his partner are on the beach, and he ends up like beating up these bears because he thought they were like messing with these people when actually they had like reserved a spot. And it's really funny because they totally do a bear punch. And he kind of gets kicked out of Fuzz. But when she asks for his badge, she asks for his badge and pants, which is the best part. This book is super ridiculously funny. And the next issue has the sting of Mr. Biyagi in it, and he's a bee who does karate. Hillbilly Warlock, that's the guy, the pig wizard guy that lived in the woods. that was probably one of my favorite parts to that. I did pick up two variants for it. So I got this one, which is like a wraparound variant, which is kind of neat. And then my favorite one, which was the one I sent out to all my managers, was this one because it's like an old like romance novel and has koalas on it. That was hilarious. So, all right. Well, this may end up being the shortest episode I've ever done. All right. So I have two more things that we're going to chat about for a minute. The first one is, and I will share my screen, Lock and Key season 3 on Netflix. I really enjoyed this show. I forgot that third season even started, and one of the other managers talked about the fact that it had kicked on, so I checked it out. I've liked the first two seasons already. In this season, it's definitely the finale. It's kind of cool. Like they use the time stop key, or the time shift key to bring Dodge back in for a little bit. And then like the mom's boyfriend's ancestor is the big bad. It's actually a lot of fun. If you guys haven't watched the show, I definitely recommend it. And then lastly, She-Hulk. I will give you my spoiler-free version. It's just awesome. The graphics are good, the dialogue is good, the attitude is good. It's very much so that John Byrne, Dan Slott stuff from back in the day. So go check it out. That's about it. We're just gonna have this be a real short Thursday night for everybody. So all right, guys, enjoy, have a great night.